Hello, listeners. This is Elizabeth Hossenwinkle of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. Every 5 years, the U.S. Department of Agriculture and U.S. Department of Health and Human Services release the Dietary Guidelines for Americans. These recommendations are designed to educate consumers and healthcare providers on making healthy eating choices. But the guidelines also inform federal policies on everything from school lunches to chronic disease prevention. Right now, the Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee is finalizing their scientific report full of recommendations on how the agency should proceed with the guidelines. The committee is recommending a reduction in all meat intake, including beef, and replacing that protein with peas, beans, and lentils. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association has launched a grassroots letter to Congress urging policymakers to get involved and protect beef's role on the plate. You can help us all by sending a letter to congressional leaders by visiting www.ndstockman.org. The North Dakota Stockmen's Association and North Dakota Stockmen's Foundation have teamed up to support cattle ranching families in North Dakota who have suffered catastrophic losses in the horrific wildfires. In addition to their own $50,000 gift, the NDSA and NDSF are inviting others to join with them to provide financial support to help these ranchers rise from the ashes and rebuild their herds, their homes, and their hope. Checks can be sent to the North Dakota Stockmen's Foundations with Out of the Ashes written in the memo, or credit card gifts can be made at www.ndstockman.org. The NDSA and NDSF will distribute 100% of the money raised to the victims of the wildfires through an application and nomination process. Applications will be available later this month. The North Dakota Stockmen's Foundation is a 501c3. To date, the Out of the Ashes Wildfire Disaster Relief Program Fund has grown to nearly $300,000. Earlier this week, the CDC announced an E. coli outbreak linked to McDonald's Quarter Pounders. The investigation is ongoing, but McDonald's released the following statement late two nights ago. The initial findings from the investigation indicate that a subsequent of illnesses may be caused linked to slivered onions used in the Quarter Pounder and sourced by a single supplier that serves three distribution centers. Out of an abundance of caution, we are also temporarily removing the Quarter Pounder from restaurants in the impacted area, including Colorado, Kansas, Utah, and Wyoming, as well as portions of Idaho, Iowa, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Mexico, and Oklahoma. As of Tuesday this week, there were 49 reported cases with 10 hospitalizations and one death. 24 rising young stars in the state's beef industry made up the NDSA's 2024 Tomorrow's Top Hands Beef Leadership Summit class. The organization hosted the Top Hands October 17th through the 19th in Bismarck. The event included a multitude of speakers on topics ranging from agriculture advocacy and career opportunities to positive mindset and professional etiquette, as well as hands-on sessions and industry tours covering livestock marketing, brand inspection, civic engagement, and cattle feeding. The next Top Hands will be held in October 2026. For 95 years, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association has been uniting, protecting, promoting, educating, and serving North Dakota's beef industry. To learn more about how you can get involved, visit www.ndstockman.org. This is Elizabeth Hossenwinkle signing off for this week's edition of Stock Talk, wishing you all a very happy Thursday.